Hi, this is Dave Kale. Some time ago, we had the father, 80-year-old father of one of our foster children, to our home to spend a little time in the USA. And as he was leaving, he said this, quote, "For my whole life, I was led to believe that we were the richest country on earth." I'm talking about Albania. I was led to believe that we were the richest country on earth. Now I see that we were the poorest. It's like my whole life has been wasted. That's a comment from John, the 80-year-old father of one of our Albanian foster children who was visiting the U.S. in our home for the first time in his life. He had lived his whole life under the communist government of Albania, one of the most oppressive in the world, and was now venturing out of the country for the first time. We couldn't help but feel for him. He'd been led to believe a lie, and that belief shaped his actions and his attitudes and organized his life. Now, at an age when there was little to be done about it, he regretted his life lived in accordance with a belief that turned out to be false. Well, you know, we have our own false beliefs. Maybe not as poignant and heartbreaking as John's. But we all have false beliefs or paradigms that impact our thinking and therefore impact our businesses and our lives. You know, for the past 30 plus years, I served as a sales consultant, a trainer and speaker, and I've worked with at least 459 different businesses and served thousands of others in seminars and speaking engagements. And in all of this experience in the trenches, I've made some observation about what it takes to build a successful, thriving business and what hinders the growth of those businesses who have the potential for great things but languish in mediocrity instead. You know, the world is full of businesses who have the potential to become more, make more money, influence more people, do more good, impact more lives, but never do. They remain stunted. And the cause is not necessarily lack of good people or systems or capital. All those are symptoms of a deeper problem. The cause, the fundamental cause, is a set of false beliefs held by the folks at the top. They believe something about their business that hinders their thinking, shapes their attitude, impacts their emotions, and ultimately leads to actions that stunt the growth of their business. So here's one, and this is a false belief. This maybe is the most common false belief among Christian business people. The belief is this, quote, "Business is just about making money." Now, there's a little bit of truth in that. Business is about making money, but it is not just about making money. In my research for the good book on business, I uncovered a number of powerful functions in a business. Now, here's a sample of some of the things that a successful business, something I call a biblical business, that you can see in successful biblical businesses. They help develop people and help individuals grow. That is a function of the business. They provide economic security to all its stakeholders and employees. They provide a sense of community and security for their employees. They're a place to build faith. They bless the communities in which they operate. They raise up a new generation of leaders. Leaders learn leadership in business. So when a business led by its owners and executives focus just on making money, they naturally neglect the other components of a successful business. Why would you spend money, for example, on training and developing your people when you see that that money is a cost, not an investment? See, you, because of your belief that business is just about making money, things are not investments, they become costs. Why would you organize a community outreach, let's say, when you can't put a dollar figure on the return for that investment? You see, why would you invest in raising up a new generation of leaders when you're concerned with the quarterly P&L statement? So this idea of business just about making money extends its reach and hinders all sorts of positive efforts on the part of Christian business people. You know, the truth is this: when you focus on one thing, it just naturally means you neglect others. And those businesses that just focus on making money neglect other things that are just as important. This is particularly poignant when the thing that we focus on is fueled by a false belief. Sooner or later, it catches up with us. So here's what happens. For a while, if your business, if you are committed to this concept that business is just about making money, then for a while, business will probably grow and revenues will increase. Life gets good, company makes money. But then, again, somebody who's seen this happen over and over again, things will get difficult. What typically happens is some combination of this following list of success stunters. Here's what typically happens. A key employee leaves, and it stunts the growth of the business and causes the CEO to invest more time in finding replacements. Or key customers leave, and that's another growth stopper. All at once, things are tremendously different because a good customer or two left. Or there's turmoil in the ranks. Employees begin taking shortcuts. Errors increase, absenteeism grows, or a key employee leaves to create a competitive business, taking people or customers with them, or competition increases, new players come into the market, market share is depressed, margins are depressed. Now, from the perspective of the business owner who is hindered by that false beliefs, they look at all these things and say they're unrelated. You know, it's just something that happened. But from my perspective, this list of negative things I just read you are not unrelated. Rather, they are the inevitable consequence of a false belief expressed in the actions and attitudes of the owners and executives. Money-driven businesses eventually implode over time. They inevitably plateau and often shrink. Their growth is stunted. They never achieve the heights to which they could have. The root cause is not fate or misfortune, but the false beliefs of the principals. Well, so what do you do if you find yourself? You know, if you find yourself with this belief, you have to change it. Now, one of the greatest principles of self-improvement is this: your thoughts dictate your actions and your attitudes, and you can change your thoughts. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans, said this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. How do we transform? How are we transformed? By the renewing of our minds. So where it starts is in your thinking. And I'm going to suggest you change the input. You know, look at poor John, my Albanian acquaintance. He lived a life where all the input he received was deceitful propaganda by a manipulative and malevolent government. He never had a chance to see things differently. Don't let that happen to you. Surround yourself with business people who have a broader view of business. Don't think you're going to get an accurate perspective of business in church. Churches, generally speaking, don't have a clue as to what a powerful entity a Christian business can be. That's just not where their head's at. So you got to get outside of that to expose yourself to people who think differently. Expose yourself to writers and thinkers who hold a wider view. The Good Book on Business is a great starting point. There are people on social media, there are blogs, there are articles, podcasts, all a little bit of research into Christian business principles or something like that on Google will net you a whole host of different resources. Start to expose yourself to other thinking. You find that when you do begin to change the input, you begin to think differently. See, you're taking charge of your mind, renewing your mind. When you think differently, eventually those thoughts will influence your attitudes and actions, and you'll begin to see your business differently. You gradually unleash it from the ideas that hinder it and stunt its growth. Then you avoid the end of the life lament that John shared. You won't say, "My whole life has been wasted." Boy, I hate to have that happen. Read the good book on business. Begin to expose yourself to people with ideas about Christian businesses. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.